37th Street and Pueblo Street in Evans has kind of become a gathering place for people hoping to either see some of the devastation. The river is crossing 37th Street, less than a football field away from where National Guardsmen and local police have set up a roadblock. But for many people who don't live in flood damage zones, they're also flood victims.
The reason? About half of the town's 20,000 residents are under a no-flush order, including Vicki Stromberger.
Nothing could go down the system. So basically, we are on a no-flush, no shower, no laundry, no dishes.
Do you have children? And
I currently have three families living in my home. My daughter was displaced from the flood. My in-laws have a total loss from the flood. So
how are they washing and doing stuff like
we
that?
We are improvising. We are taking up offers from family and friends to shower and launder. And they've set up some portable toilets.
200 green portable toilets like this one are set up in neighborhoods around Evans to help make the no-flush rule easier on the public. And there are places outside the no-flush zone that are open for people to shower.
This is unprecedented for the city of Evans. We've never had a flood or a stormwater event such as this that puts such a pressure on our wastewater treatment plant system.
Fred Starr is the director of public works for Evans. Even with flooding imminent, Starr thought the treatment plant was safe because it's a quarter of a mile away from the South Platte River.
This started happening Friday afternoon as our plant was trying to pump a lot of flood water. It caused the system to overload, and we had the problem with the burning out of our electrical system.
And that led to the no-flush rule. With Evans down to just one water treatment plant, the city of Greeley has offered to assist the city with its water treatment. Greeley's plant is located near the Cache-Laputa River, and while it remains very high for this time of year, it never overtook its banks during the flooding.
Typically for September, the river flow is way, way down. This is unprecedented for this time of year.
Tom Dingman is Greeley's manager of wastewater treatment. He's standing on a bridge over the engorged river overseeing plant workers gathering measurements of the river.
There are options that we could divert their flow to us, possibly another portion of their flow through the sanitary sewer line down on First Avenue, since we're basically located on First Avenue here in the South Plant as well.
Back in Evans, Public Works Director Fred Starr says every option is on the table to get things back up and running.
Well, my wastewater operators, they think this is their child, and they take the fact that they aren't able to provide the service to the city of Evans residents the way they should. So they have a very personal stake in making sure we do this quickly and do it right.
And while there's no hard set date for the plant to be brought back online, Starr says it could take another 10 days or more. News that Vicki Stromberger doesn't want to hear.
I know everyone's doing the best that they can, but I certainly hope the sewage system can be operational soon.
Evans officials are imploring residents in the affected area not to flush anything into the wastewater system, because the more water that goes into it, the more that can backflow into homes, basements, and other areas. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.